act that we don't show any importance to. And how important it is to show importance to it. And is the tongue. That is the tongue. If you look at it, it's just a small one piece of meat, you know, small piece of meat. But in reality, everything in the world is under the control of the tongue. Everything in this world is controlled in the tongue. You don't even realize that too. Those things that are not existence come into existence. Just imagine one thing you say will not exist in King Jesus. Two words, three words you told the wife, it came to existence. It was not there. So many other things you notice, you say something, it was not in existence, but just merely opening your mouth, it came as. And that cost your life. Cost you a life. And sometimes it cost you more than your life too. It costs you disgrace also. It's by just mentioning one word from the tongue which was not there, while you're just speaking about it, but it came to me. You bring about disgrace, yet you and I show no importance to this tongue of ours. That's why Luqman alayhi salam, when he told that person, told him bring that meat and cut it. He brought the tongue both times. So he says, why both the time you brought the best and the worst? The tongue could be the best and it could be worst. Either it takes you to Jannat or to Jahannam. Many a time the person, because of his tongue, have caused so much harm to him that all his good deeds get washed away. Allahumma inni fadhilun. So everything, because if the tongue is straight, then everything is straight. Tongue is straight, everything is straight. The tongue must be straight, everything is straight. That whatever effect takes place from the tongue, it goes towards the heart. Whatever the effect from the tongue, you say anything, it goes towards the heart, and the heart absorbs it, and then it throws out. For example, you say someone, you hear someone tell you that a person passed away. You heard it now. It goes toward your heart. It absorbs. It brings grief into you, sorrow. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Then you show it in your face too. You begin to show it. If someone always scolding you, suddenly you feel so hot, you feel so grief and sorrow all the time. To someone always telling this and that, whether you tell your wife all kind of things, whether your wife tell her husband all kind of things. If someone tells you, you go to work somewhere too, and that person takes you to task all the time, and he swears you all the time, use all bad languages, it reflects on your face. Because once you hear it, it's come to the tongue, it reflects your face, it hurts a person. The reflection of sadness is shown on his face. You can say, this man is very sad. Something is happening. He's sad. So it's from the tongue that reflects towards the heart. Likewise, you know, even fever too. It goes through the brain. And from the brain, the tears are created. And from there, they come to the eyes. So you can make out this person is sick. So how this great this tongue is, you'll be surprised what the tongue can do. It can make you or it break you. So it's those things that not exist and come into existence. Before you do something, think before you say something. You can think before you say something. And thereafter say, I did not say, it's too late. So how much you have to control your tongue? The control of the tongue is very important. Like when a person, when he talks something good of a person, you see him smiling. Because the effect came into his heart, and the heart shows it out. He's smiling, he's happy. He's showing the happiness on his face. That happiness is now attracted on his face. Because the person is talking good of him, he's very happy. It's expressed on his face. So that's how it is, that the heart absorbs and brings happiness and expresses the good. But if a person talks filthy things, then you must understand that it brings darkness in the heart. Darkness. When a man only uses all filthy words all the time, all filthy, vulgar language all the time from his mouth all the time, there's no noor on his face too. The reflection is bad, it's filthy. Because he's filthy all the time, he's using all these kind of words. You find people of that kind, day and night. The only thing they use is filthy words, all the bad words. They not realize this much, that the effect of it, if you tell the person, if you see it, it's reflected in front of him. The picture comes, it's all darkness. No noor at all. No noor at all. Likewise, a person who only reading the Quran and reading what they're talking, everything good, recognition of Allah Ta'ala all the time. The reflection is noor and nothing else. Because everything that he's doing is good. He's reading the Quran, the recognition of Allah Ta'ala is coming to his heart. He remembers Allah Ta'ala. When he does all the good things, then what happens to him? Then all the reflection, that he becomes noor on him. And that is what is most important. The recognition of Allah Ta'ala, the noor that affects the tongue. That's very strong. And remember the effect of the tongue is very strong towards the heart. The effect of the tongue is very strong towards the heart. Everything the tongue says, it affects the heart. It becomes very strong. It becomes very strong. And once when it becomes very strong, then it becomes this much, that it becomes, it shows out completely what it's getting. It shows its true color. It shows a true color of a person. True color. If you can sometimes a person want to hide, you know, he sees, you know, he's crying. But he's hiding. But the tears shows it. When this person was crying. What was it that? It's all that runs from the tongue towards the eyes and the rest of it too. So you don't realize this much. That do not be dirty, do not be dirty. Like a person, you know, when he goes to a mirror that is completely dirty. When the mirror is completely dirty and you look at that mirror yourself, you'll be dirty. Do there. Dirty means you'll be crooked there. The mirror is not clean, it's completely dirty. Imam Ghazali Rahman gives this example. He says, you know, complete dirty mirror, full of dirt and all. And you look at that mirror, what will you see? You see yourself crooked too. That's how the person is. That when he does everything crooked, everything becomes crooked. Everything becomes crooked. And you must know something, that Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that person whose iman can only be straight, then only he is, if his tongue is straight, then his iman is straight too. If you want his iman to be straight and correct, then he had to keep his tongue correct. To keep his iman. How important it is, his tongue. Very important. You do not understand how important it is. You fail to understand this tongue has caused so much of harm to people. It brought about so much unhappiness. But let's try to say with this much that Nabi Karim says that it can only come straight, correct, if your tongue is put right. If your tongue is put right, my dear friends, you have to work towards putting your tongue right. That is the most important thing. Hey, I didn't know why I said that person this thing. Oh, I regret why I said it. What's a regret for? You caused the harm already. Oh, I spoke to that person so badly, man. You know, I don't know why I did this. What happened? Why are you saying all those things? Hey, I don't know why I told my wife these things. Just walking in the street, that person came, I just blew my mouth to him, and then I'm regretting. What's a regret now? What's a regret now? Why didn't you at that time be pondering why you what you're saying, what you're talking? Then you come to realize that, you know, I was sitting, I'm wearing a kurta, I'm wearing a hat, beard, you know, and I spoke like that. What's happening? You showed your picture. Your true picture is this, but what you saw, how you behaved. Because you not control your tongue, the controlling of the tongue. Nabi Karim said, your iman cannot be correct until you put your tongue right. It is something very, very important you not understand. Very quickly we pass all kind of filthy statements and comments and we get happy about it. Not realizing that these comments will be passed, how much of harm it caused to everyone. This tongue is a thing that is causing the two people to go to Jannat and Jahannam. So bring your one, the control of the tongue. The most important thing is to be in control of the tongue. What you call riyazat, you call it. Train. My dear friends, it looks very clear, very, 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 very easy. Very difficult. Very difficult to bring control of the tongue. Especially when a person got bad habits in him to speak all the time. Then that person is become very difficult for him to put himself right. Because habit of remaining silent and to talk less is very important. To bring about the habit of remaining silent and to talk less is very important to control your tongue. And how can you get that control of your tongue and to talk less? When your wife talks so much to you and she opens a big mouth and give her all kind of things, that's the time you come to know how strong you are and overlook all the shortcomings of hers and become strong and say one word to her. And instead of using all your bad languages to them, and you made you spoil your own name too, and you spoil everything. That's why they say even a stupid person too, if he's stupid, but if he's silent, people take him as intelligent. How stupid he may be, but he's stupid, but he's silent. He's silent makes him feel very important. He's a very intelligent person. Kumar alayhi salam, futile talks, futile becomes, anytime you remember this much, the silence is gold. If talking is silver, then silence is gold. These are talks of the great people, wise people, pious people. They talk like that. But remember, talking is silver, but to silence be gold. This is what, become silent. No one knows who you are, what you are. I always tell my friends, you go to work and you go to your factories, be so silent that worker do not know what is in your mind. The way you go and sit down in the office like that, you sit down quietly doing your work, that man does not know. Salaam alaikum, wa alaikum salam. Just say wa alaikum salam. Not with pride, wa alaikum salam. That's all. And you sit down and do your work. That man, I don't know what is behind this person. I don't know what is he up to. Everyone put their sleeves up to do work too. But the person who's speaking all the time, he's always talking. So what is new? He's always talking. There's nothing new. But a person who's important, he doesn't make himself important, but show important in this sense, not pride. But he goes silent and says, I do not want to speak anything. When he sits around quietly there, when he's doing his work, you do not know what is crossing his mind. If you want work to be done, this is a way how to do work. Hazraji, when he comes to Madrasa, to Assalamu alaikum, sit down quiet. Always he can be silent, but he's not silent. He was silent with us, but silent not with someone else. You're silent, but you're not silent with Allah Ta'ala, but you're silent with other people. That silent will be there. You have to train yourself. The khanqah were for that time, they were for that. You have to stay in a company with a conscience, because today there is no more murid. Sorry to say that. No more murid. True murid is that person when he's been told to do something, he will not move, he'll do the right thing. You won't find that anymore. You won't find that anymore. When he's been told to just sit down there one place, the Sheikh and murid, one day what happened? The Sheikh wanted some kheer to drink. Hazrat, you were saying this. So they made some kheer. And while they were making the kheer, they were drinking from that hilt. So when the kheer came in front of the Sheikh, Ismail, chori ki boor aa rahi hai. Hazrat, chori? What? Then they came to realize that why were you doing that? You know how we do quietly, we quietly do all those things. Chori? That's chori ki boor. Goes in. He says, for that punishment, go stay outside and stand in the sun. And that heat is 50 degrees. And you must sweat it out. When they came inside, he said, now let me go and sweat myself out. The sheikh is not to cause any harm. The sheikh wants to become someone. But no one will become someone. Madhu. This is what it is. That tongue of yours must be so consoled that anyone can tell you anything. You know, when that person wanted to become, he wanted that to become, that kimya means to make gold. You don't get gold, you get leaves, you make gold. So one person stayed by a buzu for some time and he should make gold. He said, Hazrat, teach me how to make this gold. He said, no problem, I'll teach you. But do me one favor. You go, and when you go and sit one place and see, watch one person coming, tell me what you see there. He went and saw one person coming with a donkey, old, sick, like walking, a donkey, and the people are hitting him. The way they hit him, now this person is getting getting angry. Why are they hitting him? He's getting all kind of things happening to him. He could lose, he lost control and all that. Came back to Buzu. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum salam. What you saw? He said, I saw that one person, they hitting him and all. What that person did? Not that thing. But me, I was finished. I want to go and kill that person. I was saying, he said, you're not fit for that thing at all. You're not fit for that because you haven't got that quality of his. He's getting the hiding, he did nothing. You did not get hiding. What will get? When you get hiding, what will happen to you? Hazrat, you should tell us all those things to treat that. You must become like that. A person swears you to. That tongue is rotten of his. You don't make your tongue rotten. He can tell you the worst things. He can put you down to the ground. He can tell you the worst things. He can tell you you're an animal. You can tell you're a pig also. You tell you anything. It must not affect you. That is what you call the tongue control. That's what you call can't control. Yeah, you can't control the wife. She's telling 10 things, you say 20 things. You can't do one control, one small control, like what you do outside. You can't do anything outside. Look at that person, the khadim of the buzu. He's fanning him. He told him, what's wrong with you? You're fanning so much that no wind coming. So he starts fanning faster. Oh, now you throw me away now. You blow me away. So he said, neither I can do this, neither that. And he heard it. That, you thinking that is not a small thing to say, neither this, neither that. But who did you say in front of? A sheikh. You could say in front of a sheikh. Take the fan and go away. Threw him out. But they were not like nowadays. When they threw him out, they go another movie now. Another sheikh and all. They stay there. They stay. We want to stay here. This is what all our life is all about. This whole life. So you think to yourself, why did he throw him out? Because if you behave in front of me like this, what do you do outside? Monana, if you can do this front of me, what will you do outside? Kisi ko jaan nikal denge. Because you're now taking care of what you know, Sheikh. Now let me take it easier. What you do outside? The control of the tongue is very important. You do not know how important the control of the tongue is. That's why they say futile thoughts. You might notice one thing. If a person talks less, it's good. But futile thoughts will cause you a lot of problems. So heart of all sins is the tongue. The head of all sins is the tongue. So silent is the best. Silent is the best. Bring that quality in you. That person working in the office, working in the business also, he sits in one corner and be silent. Don't talk. No matter how much you want to talk, don't talk. But he can get his work done. He can get his work done. Don't talk. Bring that call, training that call. Don't, Allah Ta'ala is looking at me, I must not talk. Silence. Allah said, that person protects his body and stomach and his private parts, affairs, then the tongue is protected from all sins. If he has that quality. Yeah, the heart is which is the most important thing. Maaz, we said, when Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the best, highest quality a person must have in him? He held his tongue. Highest thing that Rabbi Ikram indicated your tongue. The tongue is the thing that caused everybody. Say to him to keep, if you speak, Isa alayhi salam, the people ask him how the road to Jannah. He says, do not talk a lot. He said, we can't do that. He said, then only talk good. Only talk good. If you're talking a lot, what you must do? Only must talk good. But we must not talk at all. Or we cannot talk good. Whatever we talk is always nonsense. That person who talks a lot, most cases is a liar. That person who talks a lot, most cases is a liar. And liars about is Jahannam. Who said that? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm not saying it at all. I tried to say those things. That person, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he should speak, he should hold his tongue as Umar radiallahu ta'ala. I see Umar, as Abu Bakr holding his tongue, holding hard. Oh Abu Bakr, what's wrong with you? This is the one that's causing me to commit sins. Where he should commit sins. But he's holding his tongue like that, Abu Bakr, Ya Abu Bakr, what is this, you holding your tongue like this? He said, what must I do if this is the cause of all my sins? Yet what sin he was causing? He was given this world that no one before Nabi, after Nabi, no one is higher than Abu Bakr Siddiq. Yet he is saying that he's holding his tongue like that and saying this. Because the moment you hold his tongue, and then what, leave alone that this much. He said that this is the reason why that don't commit any sin then. Isa alayhi salam said the same thing too. Don't talk too much. Talk that is good. That person who talks a lot is a liar. And you must know a liar, his name is always written in a line. He's dreamed a line too. When a person begins to lie all the time, whatever he sees in a dream is also lying too. Whatever he sees, because his habit is a born liar. Isn't that person a born liar? You say like that. So whatever he does and sees, it says everything is all lies. The dreams also become lies too. That's how it becomes. The dream becomes lies too. All kind of, the reflection of it is that whatever reflection of it is reflected in the heart, because he's lying, is everything wrong there, it reflects also wrong too. It shows also wrong too. How important is not to tell? La'natullah al-kadibin. Allah Ta'ala says, la'natullah al-kadibin. La'nat on a person who tells lies. Now you and I, let's not sit down with this and I'm not a liar. Look at our own life. Let us put our own lives right. Let us see how much of lies we are speaking today. Allah Amari Father Fama. They say that you get four types of people. In this world, you get four types. One is a person who only speaks lies, only knows bad, only bad in his life. Whatever he does, only thing he's got bad in his life, everything bad, everything, there's nothing good. When you look at it, that person is a bad person. As Rasulullah said, when Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when one person comes in, he's a bad person. So she had a picture that he's a bad person, but when he came there, Nabi was so kind to him. So good to him. So loving to him. Which other word can I say? Because Nabi was that kind. And that when he went away, I said, Ya Rasul, you were so bad. And you say he's a bad person and you were so good to him. Oh, Aisha, if he's bad, I must also become bad. Keep this act, this hadith in front of us because people are bad with us. How we should respond with them? How must we be with them? Just keep this hadith in front of us. So one is to get that person, everything of his is bad. You must keep away from him. And one is that person who could good and bad in him too. Some good to him and bad to him. And one is a person, one is a futile talks, only futile. No sin, but no good also. No sin, but no good. Futile, all the time futile. But one is that person, only good. Only good. Only talks about. Sit in the company of that person. Sit in the company of that person. Then you see what you get out of him. So we come to know today's majlis is this, that as far as possible, remember, stay silent. Don't talk. Don't talk. Now, does not mean that you go home, the wife talks, you become dumb. Whom you're supposed to talk, you talk to. But talk the right things. Like, for example, when she talks something wrong, you must say, kya ye ghibat nahi hai? The Hazrat Ji, when he talks sometimes something, kya ye ghibat nahi hai? So you're teaching that person to. But talk the right things. Don't talk. It must be no backbiting. It must not be slander of anyone. And if those kind of talks do take place, you must try to stop it in a nice manner. You know, don't say in a manner that, you know, you're so abrupt with the person. Talk in a manner, because we all are sinners. Who is not a sinner? If you look into our lives, you call yourself full of sins. So if you say someone, talk in a nice way. But like that, as far as possible, keep silent. You go somewhere to, today in the masjid people go, outside they're talking to before they enter the masjid, inside the masjid they're talking to, go out they're talking to, when they're going to keep silent? What benefit do you derive then? So that's why Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. Keep away from futile talks. One of the signs of true iman, a person got iman in him, is that person who keeps away from futile talks. Leave alone sins. He's keeping away from sins. One side, futile talks he doesn't talk. But inshallah, on this subject we'll continue, because it's very important. It's a very important subject. You don't know, I'll be happy if you listen to it on and on to bring that in our lives. Listen to it. It mustn't be that after you heard this thing, you close it and our mouth is still going on how we talk. Allah Ta'ala may be father from Baghdad. Alhamdulillah. 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 Wa salatu wa salam ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma inna la dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadati. Rabbana wa zulamna anfusana wa illam taghfirlana wa tarhamna lanakunanna wa khasirin. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Rahmatullahi.